Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishneh Hey, 8:5. This Mishneh continues to discuss the halachas of Maaser Ani, the gifts to the poor in the third and sixth year, a second tithe to the poor. And the Torah prescribes that second tithe to the poor, the Maaser Ani, in two separate places. In one place, in Devarim Yud Dalet Pasuk Chav Ches, it says, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim Totzeh Es Kol Maaser Tvoascha. On the end of the third year, you'll bring out all your tithe of your grain, b'shana hi, on that year, v'hinachta b'sharecha, and you will leave it at your gates, implying it's left as a bit of a free-for-all without the owner of that produce, meaning the farmer, arbitrating who gets what in terms of the poor people, what they get. It's sort of left for them, perhaps even, you know, as we saw in previous Mishnahs in the fourth or fifth parak, Kol Dal Gvar, maybe it would just be, you know, whoever could take as much as he could get. In any case, there's a second pasuk, however, in Devarim, in pasuk Perak Chavav, pasuk Yud Beis, 26:12. It says there, Ki Sechalela Aser Kol Maaser Tvoascha, when you finish tithing your tithes for your grain, b'shan ha-shlishis, in that third year, shnasa ma'aser, the year of the tithe, this ma'aser ani tithe, v'nasata, and you will give it, as opposed to hanachta, leaving it, v'nasata, you will give it, l'levi, l'ger, l'yasum, l'amana, v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveu, you will give it to the levi, the convert, the orphan, the widow, and they will eat it, b'sharecha, in your gates, v'saveu, and they will be satisfied. So this pasuk stipulates that what the aniyim get should be satisfying to them, but it allows for nasata, a giving, implying that the owner of the field or produce, when he gives that maaser ani, could decide to whom and how much he will give the maaser ani. Chazal explained the difference is that if a person is giving from home, then the nasata pasuk kicks in, and a person who's giving maaser ani from his home can give to whom and however much he wants a maaser ani, so he can favor some people and reject other people, etc. But if he's giving at the goren, in the field, at the threshing floor, then he has to not play favorites. He has to give everyone equally. By rabbinic injunction, we have him give, but we have him give equal portions to everybody, as opposed to just leaving it there for them to fight over it. And because of this pasuk that requires v'saveil, they'll be satisfied. The amount which the farmer gives must be enough to satisfy the recipient for two meals, which is the number of meals they ate in a single day. They usually typically eat two meals, one in the morning, one in the evening. And therefore, our mission will come to say that if this landowner is giving away his produce, that's Maaser Ani, and he's giving away not at home when he could decide, but rather in the field when he has to give equal portions to everybody, there's a minimum he should give to each person so that they are v'saveil, that they are satisfied in the amount of food they get. They're getting enough food for two meals. And therefore the Mishnah says, and when one gives at the goren, at the threshing field, ein po chasen l'aniyam b'goren, one may not give to these poor people when distributing in the field, at the threshing floor, any less than mechetzi kav chitim v'kav sa'orim, less than one half a kav of wheat and a whole kav of sa'orim. In this shear, we always assume the kav to be equal to 2 liters, like a 2-liter bottle of water, which is the same as roughly 2 quarts. So we're saying here that half a kav would mean 1 liter of wheat kernels at the threshing floor. If you do the math, it turns out that a liter of wheat kernels is roughly 790 grams. If you assume that there's a 3.27 calories per gram of wheat in the kernel form before it's been turned to flour. So the numbers come out then that you're giving very roughly 2,500 calories worth of food in the form of wheat, which would be a reasonable amount of energy to provide a person for a day. Kav sa'orim, a full kav of barley, means you're giving 2 liters of barley corns, think of like what goes into your cholent, to these aniyim. And on that, Rabbi Meir Omer Chatzikav. Rabbi Meir disagrees ostensibly and says, no, the requirement is half of a kav, meaning 1 liter approximately instead of 2 liters of barley. However, they're actually not arguing. The Tanakama assumes that low-grade barley, there's a lot of waste in terms of bran, etc., and that's why the requirements for how much to give is doubled. But Rav Meir is assuming that you're giving him higher quality barley, and therefore chatzi kav is sufficient, just one half a kav, 1 liter is sufficient, because there's no really extra waste relative to wheat. Kav chetzi kusmin, the required amount is 1.5 kabin if you're giving spelt, and v'kav grogros, omana devela. If you're giving grogros, grogros are dried figs, and dried figs, the requirement again is a kav, say 2 liters. Devela is pressed figs, like a fig cake, and there the requirement is a mana. Now, kabin is a volume. A kav is a volumetric measure, like I said, about 2 liters. A mana is a weight, and it's roughly a pound, something like 17 ounces, a little more than a pound, or in other words, basically half a kilo. So if you're giving pressed figs are not typically sold by the volume, but rather by weight, and therefore the measurement is given as weight, and it's a mana, basically a pound of pressed figs, or i.e. half a kilo of pressed figs. Rabbi Kiva mer pras. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can get away with giving less than a full mana. A pras is a half mana, as in like the expression k'tei achilas pras. In any case, a pras is a half of a mana, meaning something like half a pound of pressed figs. Chati lug yain, if you're going to give wine, the minimum requirement is a half of a lug. Again, a lug is a quarter of a kav. So if you assume that the kav is 2 liters, the quarter kav is 500 cc, and then the half lug means half of 500 cc is basically 250 cc, which is the same basically as an American cup, roughly speaking, like an 8 ounce cup. So that's how much wine. That would be enough for 2 meals. You're going to have a revius of wine, your Kiddush cup worth of wine, you know, something like 125 cc, roughly, in the morning, and the same in the evening. And some understand this means that's even for a person, that's his whole meal, that he just eats wine for breakfast and wine for dinner. Rabbi Kiva mer revius. Rabbi Kiva says you can get away with giving half that amount. So he says a quarter of a lug of wine, which is our revius, the revius of your Kiddush cup, something like 125 cc of wine. Revius shemen, you can give a quarter of a lug, meaning again, something like 125 cc of oil. This is olive oil. Rabbi Kiva mer shminis. Rabbi Kiva, again, half the shear, meaning you can give a lesser amount because the person could manage or not if he's, you know, eating small time meals. It works out to an eighth of a lug, or something like around, you know, 60 or so cc, something like 2 fluid ounces. FYI, the oil we're talking about here, the olive oil, is for eating. They would dip their bread in olive oil. Olive oil, of course, being very calorie rich, and by some estimates, as much as 25%, a quarter of all the calories that people took in around Eretz Yisrael this time came from olive oil. So a major staple, and they would eat it with, you can't eat it straight because it makes you sick. It's obviously, you don't drink oil straight, but with bread, very nutritious and a major part of their diet. Ushar called peros, when it comes to any other kind of produce, besides for that which is listed in the Mishnah, Amar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul said, Kedei sheyimkarem v'yikach behem mazon shtei sudos. Enough food of these other types that aren't listed in the Mishnah so that the recipient could sell what you give him and purchase with the proceeds of that sale enough food to provide him for 2 meals. And that, of course, therefore reflects back on the rest of the Mishnah. That's the amount of food we're talking about in terms of how much spelt or barley or wheat. It's the amount to provide for two meals. And the halacha does follow Abba Shaul in that regard, that for all the measurements in this Mishnah, the halacha is you give enough for 2 meals or the purchase value of 2 meals.